The Joyful Youper presents Blue Collar Camo, a blue collar outdoor podcast focusing on hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors without breaking the bank. Join the discussion, share your thoughts, and thank you for listening to Blue Collar Camo. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Blue Collar Camo. I am your host, Mike. I am the Joyful Youper. And this week we're talking about some coyotes. We're going to do some deals that I got at Walmart and how you can help this week, how you can do some stuff and get out and camp for free this summer, absolutely for free. So if you like hunting, if you like fishing, this is your podcast. But also if you like camping and you want to go for free, stay tuned. We're going to get right into that. Okay. So like I said, thanks for joining me, man. Coyotes are an interesting animal, right? I mean, you see them, you know, my first exposure to coyotes was, the Wile E coyote in the Roadrunner. And man, I tell you what, it was aptly named. Very cunning, right? Very smart as far as dogs go. Then I seen one at my mom's house coming up to steal some chickens. I caught one here. It's just a lovely coyote back here. Last year, and then been trying to catch one in my trap this year, and it has not been working out. Seen a lot of wolves on my trail cams, but not a whole lot of coyotes. Just a couple. And then my neighbor told me that someone was predator hunting on his property and had gotten a really nice coyote. So I believe it was the same one that I got on my cam, my trail cam, like a week or two before. So that is my exposure to coyotes. Going to be doing some predator hunting. Predator hunting ends. Coyote hunting ends. Never. That's right. You can hunt coyotes all year long. That's the cool thing. Okay, so if you're going to go for obviously prime pelts, right? You want to do it in the winter when they're really nice and fluffy. But you can hunt coyotes all year long. All year long. All you have to do is have a base license in Michigan. It costs $11. So your base license, $11. And then that allows you to buy your small game license. Your base license is now your small game license. But it allows you to do your turkey license, your bear hunting, your elk, your deer, duck hunting. You all have to have this base license, but it counts as your small game license. So I just renew mine. It's up on the 31st of March, and then I just go ahead and renew it right away. So you can take it. So you can hunt coyotes all year long. Now, if there's a coyote about to do damage on private property and you own that private property, or someone you know and says, hey, this coyote's tearing, getting in my barn, you know, eating on my chickens or whatever, you can just kill them. Okay. Don't need a license. So what the DNR says, coyote hunting is open all year, or is open year round. Coyote may be taken on private property by a property owner or designee all year if they are doing or about to do damage on private property. A license or written permit is not needed. That's right from the DNR's website, michigan.gov/DNR. Look under your coyote. But get a base license. It costs $11. In Michigan, if you're a resident, $11. Get your base license, you're covered. Now, an interesting thing with coyote hunting, see, Some people say coyote, other people say coyote. I'm obviously I kind of switch back and forth. So if you have a rifle that is under 0.269 caliber or smaller, so that's your 243s, maybe 270, but I don't think a 270 because it's 270, you know, hey. But 243s, 223, 22, your 17 HMRs, your, that also includes air guns, like your pellet guns, 25 caliber, 22 caliber pellet guns. You can take coyotes or coyotes with those as well at night, okay? So this says right on the DNR website, coming from Michigan. So if you have any questions, talk to your local DNR officer or go to the website. It says the use of a .269 caliber or smaller for the take of coyotes, foxes, raccoons, and possums at night is permitted. That's right. You can hunt at night with a 243. However, nighttime take with centerfire rifles is prohibited in all state parks and recreation areas, and in all state game areas within the limited firearm zone. Obviously, when you're hunting at night, you still have to be safe. You know your target and what's beyond, right? First rule, or first or second rule of firearm safety. First rule, then always point it into the safe direction, and then know your target and what's beyond. Okay, so at nighttime, obviously, it's a little harder to do that. So just if you are hunting at night, just remember to be extra, extra safe. There's a lot of things moving at night, and a lot of people are not expecting to hear a loud boom or not expecting people to be out at night hunting, okay? So I think we should talk to our local DNR officer about this nighttime hunting with a 243. That would be a good one, too. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, imagine going through like a state land or something, and then you hear this crack of like a 243 or a 223. Pow! And you're going to think someone's poaching, right? I mean, up here I would. Like, someone is poaching something. And maybe they're just predator hunting. You know, maybe they're taking some coyotes, foxes, raccoons, or possums. Now, we're not getting into raccoon hunting, fox hunting, or possums, but coyotes can be hunted all year long. All right, now there are a lot of coyotes in Michigan, a lot of them up here and downstate. There's no bag limit, okay? The sky's the limit. You know, they're going to be eating, you know, your turkeys, your grouse, your rabbits. So they're going to really be chowing down on your small game. Which, I mean, they got to eat too, right? But might as well get some. So maybe you can have a better population of the small game on your property. So that's what I'm going to be doing, some predator hunting. I'm hoping to do some nighttime predator hunting before the 31st. Also, the 31st, March 31st, is the season ender for a lot of animals. Rabbit and hare, squirrel season ends on the 31st. Crow season ends on the 31st. I still have not gotten a crow, so it's a bummer for me, but I cannot wait to eat one. Okay. Yeah, squirrel season, rabbit season, and then what is this? Oh, right here. Year round, no limit. Okay. Really? No limit on these. Okay. On the DNR website, it says year-round dates, season dates year-round, all the time. No bag limit on the following species. Coyotes, possum, porcupine. Really, porcupine, huh? Weasel, red squirrel, skunk, ground squirrel, woodchuck, Russian boar, feral pigeon, starling, and house sparrow. Feral pigeon? Really? Interesting. I don't think you can... Man, there's a lot of pigeons in town. I wonder how they would taste. Has anyone ever eaten a pigeon? If you have, let me know. Let me know in the comments, because I don't know. That's some squab. I mean, why not, right? So, why are we talking about all this coyotes, right? Oh, this coyote. Not only do I'm intrigued by doing some predator hunting with some coyotes, but I'm seeing this all over the news, and I did call the police department to see if I can get in touch with this guy, and they're like, I'm sorry, sir, we are not allowed to give out that information. So I left my name and number with the Rhode Island Police Department of Johnston, Rhode Island Police Department. If you're looking at who called you, this is the guy who called you from Michigan. It's me. I know, a bearded weirdo looking guy, but I swear it's about that coyote guy, okay? But yeah, I'm the one who called you. Put me in contact with that guy. All right, please give him my name. And if you know who this guy is, you know, tell him to reach out. I would love to get him on the podcast. Okay, so John, I'm just going to read this article for you as I found it on the AP News. Okay. Without the headline, because I think the headline kind of just gives it all away. But it says, oh, shoot, hold on. We're going to the second paragraph just for fun. No, let's do the first. Okay, so I've read this article in about 17 different... Hi, Aunt Jill. So my Aunt Jill is watching. And... on Facebook Live. I really appreciate you viewing that. Love you, Angel. So, this has been all over a lot of news articles. A lot of news people have picked this up. But, headline states. So, we'll go right from the headline. Hiker kills coyote with his bare hands after attack. Tests confirm the animal had rabies. Okay, in Johnston, Rhode Island, a coyote that a hiker killed with his bare hands has tested positive for rabies. The Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management and the Rhode Island Department of Health had announced. The hiker was attacked on Friday and bitten on the leg while walking in the woods in Johnston. That's Johnston, Rhode Island. According to police, the hiker pinned the coyote down by its neck, killing it by cutting off its air supply. This guy gets bitten in the leg by a coyote, and instead of just running off, or, you know, he strangles this coyote, pins it down. I mean, like, sleeper hold this coyote. Oh my gosh. That's why I want this guy on my podcast. I just want him to tell his story, and, you know, man, now he's going to get rabies shots. I mean, he already got bit in the leg by this crazy coyote. Now it's, he strangles the coyote to death and turns it in. I mean, imagine this guy's, I mean, imagine the story. He's 58 years old. So imagine going to the doctor. He's like, yeah, I was out walking. What'd you do today? I was out walking. I killed a coyote with my bare hands. I mean, imagine the story this guy can tell. I mean, that's it, but right? But he's like, yeah, I was biting my leg. And I, knowing me, I'd probably embellish it a little bit. Be like, man, I just flung an elbow down. I grabbed it and wrestled it. And I'm not saying this guy's a drinker, but if he went into a bar or something, he'd probably get a free drink or two. Or at least a free dessert at the local Applebee's or something. Be like, aren't you that guy that killed that coyote with his bare hands? But yeah, that's me. He's like, man, here's some slice of pie. Or if he's going to church one day and he's like, you know, oh, just, He's at the church luncheon. Hey, what'd you do this week? Oh, you know, just strangled a coyote with my bare hands. I don't know. I got to get this guy in my podcast. I mean, I have to get this guy. So if you know this guy or you're friends with him, or maybe you know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. All right. Just put him in touch with me. Give him my name. Message me his name, or message him. Say, hey, you need to talk to this guy. I want him on my podcast. All right. So in our beginning of the intro, I talked about camping for free. Okay, so camping for free. If you love the outdoors, if you love to go camping, the DNR has some great stuff for you. Okay, so I did my local area, the Iron County area. Right now, as of February 19th, 4:20 on February 19th, 2024, you can be a campground host. Kind of cool, right? I'm just saying, it's kind of crazy. Let's see. So at all the state parks, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are full, but there are a few vacancies left. So be a campground host, man. It's good for it's good for you. It's good for everybody to have this. Charming host that says, hey, welcome, you know, and kind of take care of the place and kind of be a watch taker and, you know, kind of clean up a little bit and you're camping for free. But some of these places that you can go camping is like, you know, they're super expensive, like 20, 30 bucks a night, sometimes if not more, but they're going to give you a free site. You can camp all summer. Heck, I mean, even if you don't have a camper, but if you have a camper and you want to go camping, be a campground host. Okay. So from the third week in May to the first week in October for Bowabic State Park in Crystal Falls, Michigan, which is right on the Fortune Lakes, you can go, if you apply to be a campground host, free camping for 5 months. You can go camping all summer for 5 months for free at the state park. You don't have to pay for it. You're camping all summer. How cool is that? I think I might do this. Maybe not this year because I've got some stuff I have to do this summer, but man, I tell you what, I think I want to do this. I think this would be a lot of fun. So, if I do, I'll bring you along. But check your local areas, okay? There's a lot of campgrounds. I mean, this is just state parks, okay? But there's a lot of campgrounds out there, and pretty much every campground needs a host. And usually they'll give it to you for free. So you can enjoy camping for free for most of the summer. You know, you take care of people, take care of the site, and man, you have a lot of fun. My grandma has done this, and she really, really enjoyed it. She really enjoys camping. So go camping for free. Enjoy your time. Now, let's talk about some bargains that I found at Walmart. Now, I was in Walmart and I was on Facebook Live shopping around. Some of you might have gotten it. But a couple weeks ago, I got some nice camouflage jeans, or what feels like jean material, denim material. Real tree. Right? Now, some cargo pants. Real tree men's cargo pants. Regular price, $22.97. I got these on clearance for $12. Now, anytime that you can find a pair of pants that fit you and are comfy for $12, buy them. Especially the older I get, the more round I get. And unfortunately, that's not something I often admit, but still, it is what happens. So But yeah, $12 for a pair of pants, and I got them. Shoot, and they're camouflage, and it's like, oh, it's gonna be so nice for bow hunting. And sneak peek. Okay, it says share your hunt. Now, I'm not gonna get into this. I know that you know what it is. So I got like this for $100 off. And it's just a camera. It's a camera that I got for $50. I've not played around with this yet, so I'm not gonna talk a whole lot about it. But I'm excited to use this camera when I'm coming up hunting. So spring turkey hunting, that camera's coming with me for sure. Or if I do some nighttime coyote hunting, or even some crow hunting, I'm gonna put that. I just gotta get a mount for it. So we're gonna go with that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm gonna bring you along with me, share my hunt, share my story. But as always, I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening to Blue Collar Camo. Become a campground host. Be careful if you're out hiking. You don't want to come across any rabid coyotes. Okay? And if you do, you know, don't be afraid to be the bigger person. Be the bigger animal. This guy, 58-year-old. Man, it strangles this coyote. His bare hands that's some grip strength. The guy's probably going to get an oil change for free or something. And if you know that guy, put him in contact with me. I'd love to talk to him. Love to get him on the podcast. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to Blue Collar Camo. I am your host, Mike. And as always, be blessed. Blue Collar Camo wants to thank you for listening to this week's episode. Also, hit that like button, hit subscribe, leave us a review, and tune in next week for more. I named the turkey Helga from Flexstone. So it's Helga the Thunder Chick from Flexstone. Thanks for watching.